It's 98.9 The Buzz, and we're on with Tammy Sweet. She owns Two Barn Farm. How are you, Tammy? Good morning.
Good morning.
Question, burning question is, how many barns do you really have?
At
Two Barn Farm. Does it include sheds or?
No, we have a couple of barns, and we're working on expanding a little bit.
So you have to change
Sketch
the name.
Sketch trying to make a joke
yeah.
there,
yeah,
Tammy.
Yeah, definitely.
Tammy. Can you please just, before we get into this, the fun activity that you guys can do with your kids this weekend, who is sitting at the kitchen table with you right now?
I have a baby kangaroo right now.
So cute.
They are hosting a petting zoo this weekend in Canandaigua. What's the baby kangaroo's name?
Sneak.
Aww, how cute. How old is this baby kangaroo?
She's about 7 months old.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I can hear everybody like, aw, we're so jealous of Tammy. What a life.
Yeah. I want a baby kangaroo.
I know.
I always wanted a monkey. Then I realized they could rip your face off. Are baby kangaroos a little safer?
Yeah, she's super sweet. She's really lovable.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
Her name is Sneak because when they peek out of the pouch, she was always kind of just sneaking with her eyes and her ears above her mom's pouch.
Oh, how cute. How cute. Tell us about what's going on. So you're having a petting zoo. Where is it going to be?
So it's at Stella's on Rochester Road in Canandaigua.
Stella's Flower Shop on Rochester Road in Canandaigua.
Yep.
Okay.
It's Route 332 as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be like a drive-through animal experience / zoo. Unfortunately, the petting part we're going to have to leave out this time.
Virtual. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be fun. It's going to be totally safe. That people can drive through in their car so that, you know, we're keeping the social distancing in place.
Oh, cool.
We're going to have over 30 animals out there. We also have some first responders that are going to be out there, and that's basically why we're doing this.
Yeah. Now, if you want to donate, that money goes right to the first responders, right?
Yeah. A portion of it's going to go to the first responders that are coming out, and then a portion of it is going to help out with the proceeds to go to the animals in the zoo.
Sure, yeah.
Now, how are we keeping these animals? Are they just running around the parking lot like the pictures we've seen of the, of the tigers running loose in other countries or what?
So everything is going to be, all of the larger things are going to be contained, such as like the camel, the miniature zebu. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, his name's Riley. So everything's kind of contained, but it's going to be close enough so that, you know, that people can see it.
Oh, this is wild. Oh, I didn't think there were going to be big animals like that. That's incredible.
Yeah. So we have some farm animals, but we also have some exotic animals. And then we're going to also, the volunteers that are coming out are going to be close enough so that kids can see some of the more smaller pocket pets, like the baby kangaroo, the tortoises, the bearded dragons, so that it's going to be really a lot of fun.
This is great.
Oh my God,
give
wild.
Us the time. It's happening. When does it start? When does this happen?
So it starts at 11 o'clock tomorrow, and it goes till about 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to ask everybody that's going to be attending to come from Purdy Road. So the traffic is going to start from Purdy Road off of Rochester Road.
Okay, so it's going to be a one-way kind of deal.
Yeah, one way in, one way out. But we're also in the front of the parking lot, if people choose, there's Scoops ice cream so that they can get ice cream. They also can, see the first responders that are up there. Gineco's going to have produce stand up there so people can purchase produce. And there's going to be a chicken barbecue. So if people wanted to purchase a chicken barbecue. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
It sounds fantastic. And everything's going to be CDC regulation safe. And everybody's going to be, again, it's kind of like a drive-through petting zoo, viewing zoo,
exactly.
I guess you could call it.
Yeah, yep. It's going to be a drive-through animal experience.
That's awesome.
We're going to encourage people to take pictures. There'll be a lot of animals that are close enough, but also safe enough from the safety of your own car.
Yeah. Oh, Tammy, that's so great. Two Barn Farm. Where are you guys located?
So in Honeyway Falls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where, you know, the farm's actually located.
And normally you guys host the petting zoo and stuff like that there during normal times.
So I travel around to different venues.
Oh, okay.
So I pretty much from Easter to Christmas Eve, I'm busy doing, you know, petting zoos, actually.
Have animals will travel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I think that we've been working pretty hard on this with the town of Canandaigua, Stella's Florist Shop. The Janeco family has actually helped us quite a bit. And a big shout out to Ugly Boys Lawn and Landscape for helping us.
Oh, that's great. Okay, once again, go to the Animal Experience at Stella's Flower Shop in Canandaigua. You got to enter off of Purdy Road, you said?
Exactly.
Okay, and it starts 11 o'clock tomorrow, goes 11 to 4. That's tomorrow, Saturday. And yep. Donations are welcome, not necessary, yep. But a portion of that will go to the first responders and also to help the animals. Thank you, Tammy, sweet.
Thank you very much.
And tell Sneak we said hi and give that little baby kangaroo a big squeeze. Squeeze for us.
Yeah, a little squeeze.
Absolutely, we will. Thank you.
Thanks again, and thanks for helping out. I think we all really need this in this time in our lives, especially to get the kids out this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. There we go. We all good, honey.
Thanks so much.
Guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.